Milk, vegetables. Now the Japanese government says the water supply is tainted by radiation.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiotakis. Tokyo health officials said today radiation levels are higher in the water supply there. Those officials are recommending people not give tap water to infants. The water warning comes after some locally grown foods turned up with higher levels of radiation, and people are starting to wonder if there is any relief in sight. More now in our coverage of the human and the economic disaster in Japan. Yumiko Ono is managing editor of the Wall Street Journal's Japanese website, and she's with us now from Tokyo. Thank you for being here.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Now, Tokyo authorities are saying that infants shouldn't drink the tap water, but you have a kid, right?
Yeah, I have a 4-year-old, not exactly an infant, and no longer on formula, of course, but nonetheless, it is of concern. You start asking a whole bunch of questions. What does it mean that infants can't drink the water, but it's safe for adults? What will happen to you if you drink the water accidentally? So I won't be surprised if some people, just to be safe, even if they're adults, would go out and buy bottled water. The government is already asking people not to go rush to the stores and try to hoard bottled water in case there's a shortage.
Has that happened? Is there bottled water readily available still?
I don't know for sure, but there are lots of people on Twitter saying, oh, I'm going to go get my water now. Oh, we thought the milk was back after, you know, we couldn't get milk for a few days, and now it's water. What should we do?
Are you concerned it's going to get any worse?
You know, one thing I really want to know is the whole big picture. Right now, we're getting little bits of information every day from the government. You know, then it's the vegetables, now it's the water. You know, you sort of want to know, are things getting worse or better?
What's it like covering this story from Tokyo at the same time that you live there in the city?
Mm-hmm. It's very stressful in many ways. Everything is adding to the stress. For a while, this radiation issue seemed like it was getting worse and worse, with white smoke and black smoke coming out, the cooling not happening, you know, the spraying of the water. So every day, we are braced for more bad news or some new bad news. And I could see how the stress is getting to people. It's not an easy time.
Well, Yumiko Ono, managing editor of the Wall Street Journal's Japanese website, thank you and stay safe.
Thank you.
Let's do the numbers. Markets are down right now, anywhere from 2 to 3/10% for the NASDAQ and the S&P. The Dow off 4 points, just a fraction of a percent, at 12,014. Tokyo shares were down 1.5%. Egyptian stocks tanked by 9% today on that exchange's first day of trading since the mass protests a couple of months ago. Here at home, a dismal reading for the housing market. The government said new home sales fell 17%. There were fewer buyers of new homes in February than in any month in nearly 50 years.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. By Progressive Insurance, with Snapshot, a personalized program that bases rates on mileage and safe driving habits. Learn more at Progressive.com. And by Mini, with 37 miles per gallon and 3 years or 36,000 miles of boot-to-bonnet maintenance. MiniUSA.com/info.
A federal judge out of Manhattan said no today to Google's plan to publish nearly every book online. Circuit Judge Denny Chin said the supposed universal library would go too far and step on copyright protection for some of those books. Now, authors and publishers eventually settled with Google to offer those books online, but today's ruling sends a big literary wrench in all of that. Novelist Scott Turow is president of the Authors Guild, which originally settled with Google to digitize scores of those books, and he's with us now from just outside of Chicago. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
The judge said that the settlement that the company reached with authors and publishers would grant Google a lot of rights to exploit entire books without permission or with deference to copyright. Do you agree with that?
Well, the Authors Guild sued Google for exactly that reason.
But you settled with Google, right?
We settled with Google, and you know, the fundamental difference between what Google was doing to start and what they were going to do under the settlement is that they were going to pay for that privilege. They were going to pay publishers and authors for the privilege of making their books available for search.
Do you think in the end everyone's going to be happy, the judge, the authors, Google?
No, I think actually, unfortunately, this is one of those decisions that leaves everybody unhappy. The out-of-print books are not accessible on anybody's computer screen under this decision. That means the publishers don't get paid. That means the authors don't get paid. That means, given his correct decision that this arrangement violated copyright, that nobody can see those works unless they literally go to the library and take those books out. So I don't think it's a good result for anybody, and nor do I think that the judge didn't understand that this is, in theory, a great idea.
Do we get to a good result, though, do you think?
I hope so. Obviously, we thought we had reached the best accommodation of the competing interests. And Judge Chin didn't agree with us, but he did agree that it would be a wonderful thing if we had this virtual Library of Alexandria containing most of the books that are out of print and unavailable that have been published in the English language.
Scott Turow, president of the Authors Guild. Scott, thank you.
Thank you very much, Steve. Good to talk with you.
And finally, Venezuelan President Hugo Chavez believes in aliens. He even thinks there may have been life at one time on Mars. In a speech marking World Water Day earlier this week, Chavez, an avowed socialist, said the red planet could have had a civilization long, long ago. But he says when they adopted capitalism, the civilization died. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles, online at marketplace.org and on Twitter at Radio Chio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
All right, so here's an idea. What if we made toxic chemicals non-toxic from the start so we don't have to deal with their after effects later on?
And I said, rather than looking at how we design molecules that can treat or hopefully cure cancer, I want to try and come up with a way that all of the chemicals that we're surrounded by can't cause cancer and can't cause other kinds of toxicity.
I'm Kai Rizdahl, the EPA's new green campaign, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.